whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Mike Mano. Welcome to Company Break. This week, it's our privilege and pleasure to welcome Charahoe Furniture to our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, and the president of the company, Ed Smith. A lot of people have seen his face around for many years, is here. Welcome, Ed.
Thank you.
Nice to have you with us. And the COO of the company is here. Stephanie Smith is here. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Nice to have you both with us, and we're going to find out everything we possibly can about Charahoe Furniture. First off, been in business a long time, Ed. More than 5 years, more than 10 years?
More than 10 years, yeah. 1987. So we're going to be 28 years old.
Wow.
So yeah, quite a while.
Is this a creation of yours, or is this something that you walked into just walking down the street? Some guy said, here, take a furniture store.
It wasn't that easy.
Wasn't quite like that, right?
No, it was my creation. Actually, I was 22 years old and wanted to own a business and had just got married, had $3,000 to my name, so I thought I was wealthy, and I opened a furniture store.
It's funny how $3,000 seemed like a lot more in 1987, wasn't it?
Yeah. Still wasn't enough to open a furniture store.
It was not enough to open a furniture store, but obviously it must have been, because here you are, a very successful, well-known company within the area. And Stephanie, you were not around when that happened.
No, I was not. I'm 22 now, so okay. That's a lot of pressure to
to be the COO of a famous company in Rhode Island. You recently graduated college, right?
Mm-hmm. From Rhode Island College.
Rhode Island College, mm-hmm, in Providence. Were you always kind of, I don't want to say forced, but...
no.
No chain around your neck to be in the company?
Never encouraged or discouraged.
It just kind of happened?
Yeah. Yeah, I went in, I graduated with a degree in psychology, and I don't even know how I got involved. I just started working and got to go on business trips and...
And one thing led to the other, and now helping to manage the business, or just be a psychologist for Ed.
Sometimes.
Sometimes it's necessary.
Sometimes that would be a great thing. We could use one here. So, Stephanie, don't go too far away. We could use one in our building. Ed, let's get back to your background a little bit. A Rhode Islander for a long time? Born and raised in Rhode Island.
Yes.
What town?
East Greenwich.
East Greenwich, okay. And went to school here and everything?
Never left the state.
And where did the furniture idea or interest come from?
You know, it's funny. I actually was a salesman on the road as a business broker. And to supplement my income, I was delivering furniture for another company in West Warwick. Mm-hmm. And I just loved the business. So they actually ended up going out of business and closing their store. And I wanted to go into some type of business and just... went into the furniture business.
So when you did this in 1987, where did you open your store?
Where it is today, at the junction of 112 and 138 in Richmond. So we're still in the same location, but we've expanded many times at that site.
And it also grown to other businesses. You have another business right next door, right?
Next door, what used to be our warehouse, we converted into our mattress store. We own an America's Mattress franchise, which is a part of a 400 store network throughout the United States.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big...
So that gives you a lot of buying power by being a franchise like that.
It does. So we have the buying power of the largest mattress chains out there, yet we're a locally owned, mm-hmm, independent store.
That's great. So people that are looking for just about anything in the line of new bedrooms, they can get the furniture from you and the mattress.
Absolutely.
Right? There you go. That's a great way to do it. Did you ever make any furniture, or is this something that you're just interested in the category itself?
Yeah. Honestly, my primary background was delivering, but I did learn some of the back end of the business with some reupholstery, some refinishing. Never actually built anything.
Okay. Yeah. But I know that the quality of your furniture is on the high end.
You could say that, yes. Yeah. we only carry American-made. We won't bring any imports in. it has to be solid wood. You know, it has to have dovetail drawers. Every sofa is customizable. So it's definitely what I would say the higher end of the furniture business.
So you don't go in there and buy one of those brass and glass things that you screw together or something like that. That's not your forte, right?
IKEA is excellent at that, and I think we'll let them continue doing that.
All right. Now, Stephanie, in your day-to-day work as COO, I know you're new at this relatively since you just graduated and went full-time for just this past year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do you get involved with advertising at all, or what?
Usually not advertising. I actually took on, my grandmother retired last May, and I took her spot.
Okay.
So I go to buying markets with him. I'll deal with the delivery guys, the salespeople, some of the accounting a little bit. So
all right, so now I know as someone that used to be involved heavily with sales, I was a rep for an electrical company for many years, and I would go sit in the buyer's office and wait to be seen. And before that, I was actually the buyer, so I had a chance to change sides of the desk, and I got to see the two worlds of buying and selling. And have you ever been on the selling end of it, or?
I have. When I was in college, I was on the floor selling.
On the floor selling.
Yeah.
So greeting customers as they came in and helping them out and so forth.
I've done a few house calls and a lot of that interior design stuff as well.
Okay. Well, that's a whole nother area. Mm-hmm. Is that something that the company offers as far as design work?
We do. We actually have four on-staff interior designers that have graduated with a degree in interior design. And we encourage people to use that service and have them come out to your home and do floor plans and so on, pick fabrics and colors. And it's a service that's actually free with a purchase at the store.
Wow. So four, not one, not two, but four people that just do
interior
the design work?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. I had no clue. And that's why these shows are great, because a lot of people think that, you know, oh, Charo Furniture, they got that American stuff, and you know, they don't know about all the other things that might go on with it. Stephanie, you talked about buying trips. I guess probably if you stop someone on the street and said, okay, if you're going to go buy furniture for a company, you'd probably go to North Carolina. Is that a pretty close statement?
Yes,
or is
absolutely.
It one of the many places? Is it most of it there?
All of my buying, I think, we do in North Carolina.
Well, that's where the international furniture market is, in High Point, North Carolina.
Right.
So there are other markets, but we find for the American-made that we focus on, mm-hmm. we need to go to the High Point market. So we attend the two markets a year, April and October, and then we'll do other trips. I mean, Stephanie just went out to a factory of ours in Indiana, an upholstery, Amish upholstery company in Indiana. A leather company out in Dallas, Texas. So she'll do factory visits as well and do some buying at the factories.
Mm-hmm. And what are you looking for? New ideas or new trends?
New trends. Since I've been involved, I'm more of the contemporary style, and he likes a lot of the traditional. So it's a good mix.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
It's a good mix when we buy together.
Well, that's great. It sounds like a good combination. Now, how do you handle a company that you might have been dealing with for a while, Ed, that, let's pick a name that, you know, again, I'm the guy on the street, so I'm thinking of something like Broyhill Furniture, for example. Are they a long-time American-made furniture company?
They still build upholstery in the States, but their case goods, their dining bedrooms are primarily imported now.
Okay.
So that's not a company that we've ever carried.
Okay. So see, that's what I'm saying. You think of a lot of people, I'm sure, would think of that as, they're from North Carolina, they must be an American company. And that's what I was getting at. You find that companies, even if you were buying from them at one point, did they change?
Sure. I've seen so much in the last, nearly three decades with many of the names that are very recognizable. And actually, a lot of times people would still believe that it's made here in the States. Thomasville is a perfect example of a company that's based in North Carolina, but if it's wood, almost all of it is coming from China.
Wow.
So most people do not realize that.
So what would be some of the names, Stephanie, of the? Are there any well-known names of the manufacturers that you have that people would recognize?
Hardin is one of our biggest companies, American Leather, C.R. Lane. probably, what, 75 manufacturers? Yeah, about 75. We carry, what, 28 Amish companies?
Those 28 are, yeah. Amish companies. Now, are they all from the same relative same area, or are they, even though they're Amish, just spread out?
They are. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of buying out of Holmes County, Ohio. That's actually the largest concentration of Amish in the country. So we'll make a buying trip down there about once a year. But we do Indiana. We're doing, actually, we have one in Delaware. So they really are, and obviously Lancaster, PA.
I was going to say Pennsylvania.
People know Lancaster County as an Amish community, but most of our Amish product is coming out of Holmes County, Ohio.
Now, what's the basic difference? Why would there be such an interest on your part to carry a product of theirs versus wood or something that was made in China?
Oh, there's a lot. I could do a show just on that. First of all, I truly believe in selling American-made products. For the economy, for jobs in the United States, for the environmental impact. You know, the regs that they have in China versus the regulations we have in the United States. It's totally different. Mm-hmm. So we've heard horror stories of somebody buying a sofa. They sit on the sofa with shorts and they break out with a rash. And it's because of the anti-molding agent that they've had to put on this sofa to put in a container to come to the United States. We don't have to worry about that. Our sofas are coming from North Carolina or Indiana, or Dallas, Texas. So mm-hmm. we know it's safe, and we know there's sometimes stringent regulations, but they're not bad for the consumer.
Well, that's it's a very important thing. It's something that you're going to have for a long time.
Right.
And in a lot of cases, I know that furniture that my mother and father had when they got married in 1938 is still in the family and passed on and that kind of thing. So that's the kind of furniture you're dealing with.
Absolutely. Heirloom quality. I mean, we tell people if you buy a bedroom or a dining room set from us, it's a family heirloom. It's something that it's going to be in an antique store someday, or you're going to pass it on.
Okay, so that's kind of good news and bad news as a retailer. If something lasts forever, you don't have to replace it.
That's true. Obviously, as we've grown over the years, our circle of doing business has just had to get larger and larger and larger because there's just X amount of people within our community that can buy our quality furniture.
Right, if you only sold furniture to Richmond, Rhode Island, then you'd be in trouble.
Right, so we actually just shipped a dozen chairs to Facebook's corporate headquarters in Santa Clara, California. And they just ordered 10 more this week. So, if you told me 20 years ago we'd be shipping product to California, I would think there was no way. But we do get Florida. We actually just had some go overseas. I don't recall.
Tortola.
We just shipped some furniture to Tortola. Wow. So they come from everywhere.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm with you. I never would have guessed that would be happening. So the quality of the furniture is something that you look for, and that's what Stephanie is scouting out when she does buying trips and so forth, and then bring it back. Do you always buy pieces to display, or are they sometimes you have pieces available through the website?
We usually buy display, and depending on what the product is, we have a pretty large distribution center that we built in Richmond as well. So we stock an awful lot of furniture, which most people don't realize. Mm-hmm. If you come in and buy a table and chairs for $6,000-$7,000, there's a good chance it's sitting in our warehouse and we can deliver it this week.
Wow.
So people are used to being told that it's going to take 60 days to come in. And we do an awful lot of that business. I'd say 90% of our business is somebody wants to change the wood species or the finish or the leg style or the edge profile, whatever. We can do all of that. But if you like it the way you see it, there's a great chance it's sitting in our warehouse.
Well, that's a great thing. Well, let's do a little bit more about that in a moment. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more about Charahoe Furniture with our special guests Stephanie and Ed Smith. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and we're talking today with Charahoe Furniture's Ed and Stephanie Smith. Ed is the founder and president of the company from started way back, actually, obviously, before Stephanie was around, his daughter, and 1987. And Stephanie has now graduated Rhode Island College and is the chief operating officer of the company and makes lots of trips around the country buying furniture and seeing trends and so forth. And Stephanie, just another minute with you about going to school, getting a degree in psychology, and saying, I wonder what I'm going to do, and then finding yourself in the position of, well, this is working out pretty good. I think I like this. Is that kind of what's happening now at this point, or do you see yourself going on to something else down the road?
No, I like my job. Every day at some point, I do like my job.
Well, that's a good thing, and since he's sitting right next to you, that's a better thing to say. But that's a good thing. What about your friends? Do they think that at your younger age, that's always an important thing, what your friends are doing, what they think, the ones you graduated with or in the community? Do they come in and say, hey, I need a deal on a new table?
No, they know we're expensive. A lot of my friends don't realize the quality.
Right.
And a lot of people my age can't afford a $7,000, $8,000 dining room set. But it's a lot of responsibility at my age.
Well, that's great. It's great that you're involved. And Ed, you must be very proud to be able to have someone that's capable of being in that position.
Yeah, it is. As she said before, I didn't encourage her to come into the business. You know, it was kind of her idea, which is great.
Right.
And I love travel. I have a motorcycle. I have a camper. I like the islands. I just like going away. And it's great to know that there's somebody there that's family watching the place while I'm away.
Yeah, that is very comforting. We touched a little bit on you mentioned just before the break about if someone was looking for a different species of wood. Let's just touch on that for a minute. So I have this table that fits nicely in my country kitchen. It's 8 feet long, and I can't seem to find anything to replace it. I can go to you and work with you and figure out what we could do, right?
Absolutely. We have one Amish company. As a matter of fact, the Amish gentleman is coming to our store today. And he has 6 million options with the tables. 6 million. So between the number of species, and, you know, obviously everybody knows of the cherry, the oak, the maple, so on, but they do curly maple and walnut and hickory. So we can do some very unique woods, but then you choose the size, you choose the shape, you choose the edge, you choose the base, you choose the finish, if you want it two-toned, whatever you want. So we just had him build us a bar height with an iron base with a live edge, wormy maple top, a one-of-a-kind piece. We can do a one-of-a-kind, draw it on a napkin, and we will have it built for you.
Wow.
So it's really cool. So we can build a tabletop to the inch, and it gives us a lot more options, and that's why we do so much business with the Amish people.
Well, that's great, and I know that I was giving you an example from a long time ago, but that actually happened to me, where I was looking for a specific table. We had family outings where there was consistently 20 or 25 people at the house, so we were always looking for something a little bit unique, a little bit special. And now everyone knows where they can go to get it.
That's right.
Now, being in Rhode Island, a very touristy place, this time of year, it's August 1st, and I understand you have a sale that goes on for the whole month of August for all the people that are coming in their summer. They've been spending their summer in their houses, but maybe they want to do a little fix-up before they leave. What's your sale all about?
We do. Several years ago, I think most people are aware that Massachusetts started a tax-free weekend. And the furniture industry, obviously people will travel from Mass and Connecticut and beyond to buy at Charahoe Furniture. So we follow suit, and we actually offer a discount equal to the state sales tax for the entire month of August.
Wow. Okay, so that's very encouraging, because someone is, these are big ticket items, as Stephanie alluded to a little while ago. You're not probably going to find a dining room set for $150 there.
You will not.
You will not. Okay. So it's going to be a larger purchase. So that's that can be a considerable discount.
Absolutely. You know, and Stephanie used the word expensive. And, you know, one thing I just want to point out is that we do have a guaranteed low price policy. So, you know, we are very, very, very competitive. A lot of these lines, she mentioned American Leather and Harden, we sell those at 40% off list price every day.
Wow.
So that's not a sale price. That's what we sell it for. So when you take an additional 7% off on top of our 40% off, we're extremely competitive, and that's why we'll have people buying from Maine to Florida.
Or California. Now, how do they find you if they're in California?
The website, Google searches and so on. We spend an awful lot of money on digital marketing and behavioral retargeting and such. So they would look for a particular brand, And this case, for example, was a company in Northwood, New Hampshire called DR Dimes. We're one of the largest dealers, if not the largest dealer in the country. And they make historically correct reproductions. And Facebook's designers were doing this one area of the headquarters that they wanted this particular chair. And they Googled DR Dimes, and we came up. So that's how we get the business.
Now, Stephanie, since you're on the younger side of Ed, you involved with Facebook and Twitter and so forth as far as the company is concerned?
Actually, I don't even have a Facebook. He does all of the Facebook.
Wow. See how we're trying to put you in a mold, and I just figured you would be the one doing the social media. But it's a guy. Well, congratulations. So is Facebook and Twitter available for the company?
Yeah, Facebook primarily. We have a Pinterest.
I do the Instagram.
Instagram. So we try to do most of the social media.
Uh-huh.
We know how important that is. And we still, because of our clientele, probably spend a disproportionate share of our advertising dollars on newspapers. And we know that industry is kind of a dying industry.
One of the few left, right?
Yeah, but our customers are upscale customers who still are going to sit down on Sunday morning and read the Providence Journal.
Absolutely.
So, we're one of the few furniture stores that still spend a fair amount of our budget on actual print.
Yeah, I think that everyone knows that most people that listen to this program, the Classical Station, the average listener is a way above average income and above average education background, and that leads to normally, not to put everybody in a mold, but normally more spendable income, and they're the kind of people that will sit down with a glass of wine and read the paper, or Sunday morning or Saturday morning like this morning. I'm sure we have people with their cup of coffee or tea sitting out on their deck listening to the program and saying, I didn't know that about Charo Furniture, and they want to come over and meet Stephanie now.
Sure.
So that they can get information. Well, that's great stuff. Let's talk about America's Mattress Company for a moment before we finish up here. I want to make sure we get all the little things in about the company. It's a 400-plus store franchise type of operation.
Yeah, so basically it is a Serta store. Serta actually has independently owned operators throughout the country.
Can you get me one of those little lambs that has
absolutely
a number?
We stock hundreds of the Serta counting sheet. So we show certainly the largest selection of Serta in the state of Rhode Island. We show about 30 different models of just Serta product. So you're going to find a great selection. Wow. And as we mentioned before, because it is a Serta exclusive store and they have 400 or so stores, we get the buying power and the pricing of the biggest chains in the country.
So a customer would be able to find a mattress at your place that they can't find in other places. Because of the Serta.
Because of the selection.
Right,
but sure.
Right.
I mean, we also would have, we actually hang our competitors' ads up in our mattress store.
Wow.
So if people come in and they feel like, and I'm not going to mention any particular chain or store, but in all likelihood, their ad is hanging in our store. And if they feel that for some reason that's a bigger store and they could offer a better price, we can show you in black and white, we've got it hanging in the store. Here's their mattress. Here's our mattress. Same thing. And, we have one hanging in the store right now of a massive chain that says 50% off, and it's our everyday price.
I love that. I love that. That's a great thing. So you're kind of the progressive insurance where you
yeah.
So Stephanie, you could be Flo.
Oh God.
Although you're much more attractive than Flo, so that's a good thing. But finding competitive pricing is important. But I'm sure a majority of the people that purchase from you are purchasing for the service and the quality, and that's true in both facilities, the America's Mattress and Charo Furniture, and they're not actually in the same building. They're next door to each other, is that right?
Correct. They're on the same site, same parking lot, but it's two separate buildings.
Two separate buildings. So you can't take a mattress, throw it in your shopping cart, and
no shopping carts.
No shopping carts. And then go over and pick up a living room set and put that in your shopping cart or anything like that. All right. Okay. Let's now get back. We kind of covered the mattress. I don't think we gave anyone the website information yet. Can we do that?
Yeah, sure. We have two websites, one for each company. One is charahofurniture.com, and the other one is americasmattress.com/charahofurniture.
Okay, America's Mattress. So there's obviously, when you're doing the website, no apostrophe in there. It's just America's with an S.
Correct.
Okay, mattress/
Charahoe Furniture.
CharahoeFurniture.com. There you go. So, and if people want to call, you still have telephones, right?
We still keep our phones up and running. The primary number is 401-539-9043.
Okay, and as they say, operators are standing by to take your questions.
Absolutely.
What are your store hours during the week?
We're open 7 days a week, Sundays noon to 5, and Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
So as soon as we leave here, you got to get your quick cup of coffee and go and open the store, right?
The staff manning the fort right now.
Oh, okay, all right, because 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, everybody's getting ready, and... Do you find that weekend traffic is different in the summer than it is in the winter?
Yeah. Actually, usually June, July, August are three of our slower months. However, it has been quite busy. This has been an awesome spring and summer for us so far.
That's good news. And when is the peak of furniture buying normally, traditionally?
Our three best months are January, February, and March. Yeah.
And that's after the holidays when people are now saying, okay, that's done. Now I can look forward to improving the home and so forth.
I mean, this last winter was an exception because of the harsh weekends and snow and so on. But that's pretty much our best months.
Normally that's what happens. Yeah. And do you have any tips for people that are looking for a unique furniture design other than call you up, or should they come in? Should they check the website? What should they do first?
You know, most people do come in pretty educated. They can pre-shop online. We actually have an education center on our website. So you can learn about dovetail drawers and eight-way hand-tied coil springs and a sofa and things like that. We have segments on each category. You can learn about leathers and the hides and how they're dyed and, you know, what to look for and what not to look for and so on. So, if they want to pre-educate themselves, absolutely. But our staff is fabulous. No one waits on a customer until they have gone through some pretty good training, couple weeks of training. And like I said before, many of them, four of them, have graduated with a degree in interior design. So they really understand
right.
the industry.
That's great news. Now, if someone has a piece of furniture that this subject came up with a financial friend of mine who owns a financial company, he said the family had a small table that they all liked. It was an antique. And they decided that they would get four of them made for the four siblings, and they'd all share in the what was a replica. Now, so someone can come to you, as you said, with a designer napkin, and that can happen, right?
Absolutely. We have several Amish builders that they'll send us drawings back for the customer's approval, and you pick out the size, whatever you want, and we can get it done.
And is most of your business done in the bedroom area, the dining room area, where would you say?
You know, upholstery, only because regardless of how good upholstery is, at some point it's going to wear out. So, once we sell a bedroom, that's the last bedroom that person is likely going to ever buy.
Yeah, it's probably true.
But we actually have a very, very strong dining business. We show about 50 solid wood American-made dining room sets in our showroom, which is, I don't know of another store in New England that shows that many solid wood American made. Might be other stores that show 50 dining room sets, but they're from wherever,
plastic or
wherever,
wherever, without commenting, we're just from wherever. That's a good, I like that. So dining room is obviously the biggest part of your business. And when when people walk into the store in Richmond, are they expected to see a salesperson come running up to them and say, well, let me help you, or are they able to just kind of stroll around at their leisure?
If they want to stroll around, we welcome that. Certainly they will be greeted, and if they're looking for immediate help, the salesperson will do so, and if they want to be left alone, the salesperson will do that as well.
All right, but no one's there with holding them up and frisking me.
No, not at all.
It's not that kind of high-pressure place, right? I guess that's what I was getting at, that you're able to look around and make some decisions and ask questions, and that's a great thing. So we have a long-time Rhode Island business, and Ed, you're to be congratulated on continuing to make it grow, and thank you for being part of the WCRI family. And we appreciate your advertising here with us, able to keep our music on the air. And Stephanie, it was a great pleasure to meet you.
Me too.
I hope you enjoy continued success with Charo Furniture. And let Ed travel some more.
Yeah.
Ed, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll see you all next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.